That sounded good.
I can almost keep the tempo.
It has a lot of breaks. Soggy. Spell corrected to soggy. Obviously, David Bowie did not have any say on the spell check.
It's one that's got enough. It's not super over the top tempo, but I think enough people know it that it'd be recognizable, but not
be recognizable. The problem is it's so recognizable.
Really?
But I think we'd do it okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Like Sultans.
It's like Sultans, but again, people will always compare you. It's the sort of thing that people have in their head. You know, like we don't do Eagles stuff.
Well, and I would say, yes, we don't do Hotel California. We've decided we're not country easy listening, so we're not doing that. But we have talked about doing, like, Victim of Love, you know, so that... You can't. Yeah, the industry is dead. Yeah, there's people don't go out for live shows anymore. There, I was. Do you watch Rick Beato on YouTube?
Yeah.
Rick is awesome. So you should watch Rick Beato. So he's talked about like the death of like local music. He does. He definitely has this. He doesn't question his opinion, but I do like. You know, a lot of the insights that he brings into what's the history of what's happened. He just doesn't think, we're the ones who would go to live music, and we're, you know, because the live music we would go to see, it would be us, and the young people are listening to music that's kind of dead, harmonically and from an interest standpoint. No one can recreate that music live because it's basically you don't need instruments. So the music scene for young people is dead, and you know, so there's no mixture anymore. So anyways, Rick Beato on YouTube. He's great. Beato. Be like in boy. Beato. Beato. Yeah. Like how you would say beetle.
He's got a series of videos where he'll what makes a song great, so take a process
on it. What's the software he's using to split the tracks up, do you think? How does he get those? Maybe. Because that's what I was trying to figure out. Is he using, you know, some... Yeah. That's what I was wondering. Can ProLogic do that? But I guess not. Not like that.
But he'll take the song, take all the tracks, and he'll recreate playing the tracks along with it and discuss how all the
overlays work. So he's playing it?
Well, he'll play parts, but he'll talk about the theory behind it and why that.
Billy Joel did the same thing on the Beatles, didn't he?
Oh, did he? I haven't seen that.
But he does like Radiohead to AC/DC, across the board.
He did a great one on the Police. Every Little Thing She Does Is Magic. He did a great one on Steely Dan, Kid Charlemagne. Fantastic. Yeah, but you're right. He does a lot of different. Yeah, I love watching those. That's what I do at lunch. I go grab my lunch and I come upstairs and watch a 40-minute Rick Beato.
Do you want to be next?
All right, you want to do Sultans?
I'll try it without the guitar line. Let's see.
Is that it? Oh, that's... You need Larry to do the...
I can probably wait.
Okay.